I was born ready. You know, if you are ready, you ain't got to get ready. So yeah.
Sure. Anyways, happy Pride Month.
Yes! Happy Pride Month! Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Wow, that was so fucking sarcastic. Luis,
No, but I really am excited.
Me too. I think I'm more excited than you, but...
No.
But anyway...
You cannot be more excited than me because you're not gay.
Happy Pride Month to everyone out there listening. A special Happy Pride Month to my sibling who's making
if you're hearing all that growling, it's Firulais. Firulais is growling in the background.
We're recording outside.
Yes.
From our very own studio in our backyard.
Now, we don't have a studio, claramente, pero we decided to record outside because... Salió el sol poquito. It's been so gloomy for the past 2 weeks here in Southern California que la verdad we don't even know if we live in Southern California anymore.
Ay, cállate. You're such a traumatic ass.
Well, so we are out here y acá tenemos todo el zoológico de Santa Ana, meaning tenemos a Pulgoso, tenemos a Firulais, tenemos a Luna, tenemos a Toby, tenemos a Judith. A todo mundo tenemos acá al día de hoy. Así que si escuchan que están ladrando and then you don't hear it, it's because we've paused to wait for the dogs to relax for a little bit. Pero, how are you, Judith?
I'm feeling really fucking great, honestly. I feel like because it's June, we have a trip coming up. I'm excited for that. I'm also really excited because I just feel like a grown-ass woman. Everything is just going good, you know? So,
well, knock on wood that everything continues to go well because the last time you were in Mexico, lasted a whole last day before left.
Yeah, honestly, true. I'm just really excited for that and I really hope that nothing happens because I am not, no.
Let's just go over a little bit of the itinerary of what we're going to be doing.
Actually, can we just start the podcast with how do you feel?
How do you feel?
Because feel great. All this month is about you, boo-boo.
It's always about me.
It is always about Luis.
Well, again, let's go through the itinerary because
should
I think
we
it's
talk about
be so
our
great.
Sponsorship?
No, not yet. Relax. So we don't even have a sponsor. This is not a sponsorship. This is from the goodness of our heart. Anyways, we'll talk about that later. Pero I am really excited because we are both traveling. We're going to be there.
On different days.
On different flights. My dad just asked us this morning and he was like, so wait, how come Luis is leaving before? What about when you guys come back? Are you guys coming back together? And we're like, no.
We can't like stand each other.
That is how much we can't stand each other that I was like, bitch, you better take your own fucking flight, not the same airline as I am, because I don't want you anywhere near me. No, es que así sucedió, literal. Así
but
sucedió.
That's your fault.
No, it's not
it
my
is fault. Your
fault. No, it
I
isn't.
I had told you. Luis is bien desesperado.
And
he
I'll
did
tell
not
you why.
Wanna...
And I'll no, tell you why.
No,
we had been talking about this for the longest time. We had looked at flight, and we both had said, okay, nos vamos a ir en jueves, and then Judith's like, okay, well, I'll just call out on Thursday.
I never said Monday and Tuesday.
And then ya no me dijo nada, and I was like, you know what, the flights are going
up. Why do you always want to look good?
I'm just gonna fucking book it. Y ya, ni modo.
No.
And so I ended up booking a whole last madrugada before hers.
This is a cunt.
But we are flying back on the 27th, except
at least
flying,
the same day.
At least the same day, different hour. Judy is flying out an hour earlier before me, and I'm arriving obviously an hour after her. Así que my dad's like, ugh. My dad was over it.
Yeah, my dad's over it.
My dad's over it. Pero anyways, we're so excited and I can't wait for that day. Literal, ya se nos están llenando los espacios en el Mágico Tours for Xochimilco. And it's going to be a mix of random people and also people that are coming back that came to the first Mágico Tours brunch at Xochimilco and they're coming back. So I'm excited about that. I've been looking at the list. I don't manage the list. The list is managed by Pam. And she was going over it the other day, and I was like, wait, creo que estas personas son las que vinieron el año pasado. And then I obviously recognized a couple of names. And so that's awesome that we're having returning customers because it literally is a lot of fun. Todavía tenemos boletos disponibles. So if you are thinking about going and you're like, ay, no sé si ir o no. Honestly, book your flights. Yes, book your flights. Todavía tenemos boletos para el autobús, which, by the way, fits 40 people. And I was like, I thought it fit 30, but I called the guy and he's like, no, es un autobús de 40 personas.
We're going on tour, baby.
Yes. O sea, literal, los vamos a subir en un pinche autobús de esos
de los de Tigres del Norte.
Literal, casi. And so we're excited about that, pero también, pues bueno, I'm excited to spend some time with you in la Ciudad de México because I feel like the times you've gone, siempre vas con la familia and you haven't had a great time. And the one time you went by yourself, you almost fucking, your estómago almost exploded. So I'm really, really excited to be able to sit down at a restaurant and dine with you, to be on the road and go to Teotihuacan, to walk en Reforma along with toda la comunidad gay de la Ciudad de México y de México, porque obviamente llegan personas de todos lados. Y al otro día ir a Xochimilco and have you experience Xochimilco the way I've experienced it as an adult, which has been an amazing freaking experience. Así que I can't wait.
I'm excited. We'll keep you all posted on that.
Well, you don't sound fucking excited.
Sorry, because I was thinking about something really randomly.
Se te fue, or were you trying to hold in a fucking pedo?
could have been both.
So we are excited about that. Go to Mágico Tours at Mágico Tours on Instagram and TikTok. Just substitute the O in Mágico for a zero, y ahí lo van a encontrar. So, anyways, I have great news.
What's great?
And honestly, I feel like un peso menos encima. Because
for all of us, are you gonna speak about?
Because
yeah, I think
I okay. So for those of you that have been listening to the podcast, se los agradecemos muchísimo. Pero por favor, déjenos un pinche review.
Aunque sea nada más,
pongan hola, cómo están, hijos de la chingada.
I know.
Some review, please leave us a review.
Please let us know if enjoy this.
And even if you don't enjoy it,
just
tell us. Let us know.
Because yeah, you're not going to hurt our feelings. Maybe Luis, but not
good reviews, bad reviews, they're still reviews. Así que porfa, háganlo. Especially right now for Pride Month. Oh my God. Everybody that's listening out there.
Yes.
All 160 to 200 of you that listen on a weekly basis, porfa, escríbanos un review. If we can at least get 50% of you to write a review and just say, ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo están? Or at least happy Pride. Se los agradeceríamos un chingo, porfa, en este mes. Tenemos 4 pinches semanas para hacer esto. Así que, porfa, en este mes de junio, our reviews need to grow by at least 50 fucking reviews. Por favor. Pero bueno, if you've been listening, saben que hace como, ¿cuándo fue? El 31 de marzo exactamente.
Yeah,
I will never forget that fucking date.
Because my parents were leaving.
Because my parents were leaving on vacation y yo...
And you ruined it.
Y sí, literal, yo se los arruiné porque un día antes, literal, choqué el carro de mi papá. And the worst part is that people always think that I'm a bad driver. People always think that it's my fault.
Oh, my God.
People always think that it's my fault. But we're not even going to continue that argument because it's a never-ending argument.
Honestly, no. I'm gonna give a little bit of my input on that because who taught us how to drive was my father. And... our sister-in-law has said this multiple times, and so have other people. But Luis, myself, and my other sibling all drive like complete fucking, like fucking Mario Kart.
No, we don't.
Lo
que pasa es lo siguiente. Lo que pasa es que nosotros manejamos muy a la defensiva, which is how my dad taught us to drive. And for other people, it's like they think we're horrible drivers, pero en realidad we're not. We're always driving a la defensiva.
Pilas. Somos
I mean, listen, I'm the one that drives in Tijuana all the time, and I've, knock on wood, nunca me accidentado en Tijuana. I drive in la Ciudad de México, and it is horrible. A shit show to drive in la Ciudad de México. So I feel like I'm a great driver, pero bueno, eso anyways, that doesn't matter. The point is que chocamos and como les habíamos dicho en episodios anteriores, cada quien tenía su propio seguro, and so I wasn't covered in my dad's vehicle because, you know, whatever the case may be. So I was like, fuck, man. O sea, literal, le arruiné su carro a mi papá y mi mamá se fueron de vacaciones, se fueron un poco agüitados. And 3 days into their vacation, I was like, let me call my insurance because I think my insurance would cover it. Because I think that that's what we had said when I first spoken to them and got it like many years ago. And plus we have like the highest limits on this insurance. Literal, I could hit a Bentley and I'll cover it. Literal. Entonces, I called and they did an investigation y no sé qué más, and they called the other insurance, and since the person that I hit, that I rear-ended, left, there was nobody else to, you know, kind of be like, what, are you hurt or nada? So, long story short, literal, la semana pasada hablé por teléfono a Geico. Again, this is not an insurance commercial, or this is not a commercial for them, but they really have some of the most amazing and best service because they've been nothing but helpful. And they basically were like, we have determined that your insurance will cover it. So I was over the fucking moon. And I told my cha-ching, dad and cha-ching. My mom, and they were like so excited. And vinieron a hacerle un estimado al carro. And the guy was like, okay, well, the car is definitely going to cost more to fix than what it's worth. So you have two options. You can either, we can pay you with the worth of the vehicle, which is like $9,500, one, or two, you can purchase the vehicle off of us and keep it, and we'll deduct that from the total amount, which dad is going to end up getting an $8,200 check. Which, I mean, it's great because now Judith got her car and now we have an extra car. So it's like not like he has to reinvest that money in another car because there's already a car there. That made me so happy, and that literally lifted such a weight off of my shoulders. So again, the reason why I'm sharing that is because I want to make sure that if you're listening out there and you're in a similar situation to us where you're moving back into your parents' house or into a family member's house or whatever the case may be, wait, get a quote for all of you with all of the cars. Literal, I think you guys are paying probably about almost $100 more in insurance, but we now have two vehicles. We now all can drive the vehicles, and all of the vehicles have the highest limits on insurance vehicle policies.
We can run over all the curves with no problem.
And anyways, lo barato sale caro, for sure. As much as that pinche dicho is annoying AF, pero sí, lo barato sale caro. Y en esta ocasión, gracias a Dios, a nosotros no nos salió caro because the vehicle was able to be covered. So,
and
lesson
that,
learned.
And that was like, my dad is like super ecstatic.
What do you mean super ecstatic?
Está contento. No sabes qué significa.
Ecstatic.
Yeah, ecstatic.
You said aesthetic.
No, I never said that. You can go back to the recording and listen. Since you fucking... Anyways, don't piss me off. Not on Pride Month, please.
You don't piss me off on Pride Month.
But anyways, yeah, that's some of the good news that's been going on in our familias.
¿Qué más? What else?
Are we going to talk about our sponsorship?
No, it's not a sponsorship, Judith. Oh my god.
Oh, today is the first Friday that I don't work. I mean, not that I work all fucking day.
Not that you actually do work, but
not anyway. That I just shut the fuck up. We went to go have breakfast at my dad's favorite spot today.
At La Fondita in Garden Grove.
And honestly, the Fondita, like,
I don't know. I feel like the Fondita is a hit or miss. Like, sometimes the food is great. Like, I've been having the carne asada whenever I go. But then just the other day, I had carne asada. And the carne tastes disgusting. It tasted really bad.
You have to go with ganas.
But, like, today, I had tocino con huevos, frijoles negros, y arroz rojo. And it was delicious.
Luis dejó el plato limpio.
Yeah, it was delicious. So, that's what I'm saying. It's a hit or miss. But when it's a hit, it's a hit and it tastes amazing. It tastes like your tia's house, right? It tastes like somebody
from
your family.
We don't have tia's.
I know we don't have family, but if we did, I imagine that's what it would taste like. You're such an asshole.
But anyways, back. Oh, maybe we should talk about how you came out. This is
we Prima. Can leave that for another episode for sure. I will definitely talk about that. But you know what I want to do is I want to record a video and put it on my TikTok because I've gained so many new followers since the last time I did an actual introduction of like, hey, welcome. I'm Luis. I'm the person behind the DIYs. I do want to create a video because I see a lot of people that I've been following on Instagram and following on TikTok that are huge TikTokers, right? That have hundreds of thousands of followers. I am grateful for them, obviously. I am super grateful. Pero sí siento lo siguiente. And I guess you all get a peek of it because I've been thinking in my head how to put this together in a way where it doesn't come off as I am throwing shade at them, but in reality, I am. I don't if that makes any sense. So the topic is this. So some of the influencers that are following me back and that I follow back and that we've had conversations with, some of them shop at stores that are anti-gay. Some of them buy food at places that are anti-gay, right?
Shout out Chick-fil-A.
No fucking shout out, but yes, like that, like Chick-fil-A, right? And while Luis, many of the people might feel like, wait, this is, you know, it's a food chain, whatever.
Ickies,
right? It is important because these people are throwing money at our elected officials that are producing laws that are anti-gay. Like the, you know, don't say gay in school, or the children can be read a book by drag queens. Entonces, that affects my community. I'm a part of that community, right? And so I feel that many times people don't care about this because they don't have somebody in their family that is close enough to them that is gay or has come out of the closet. But why do you have to wait for something like that to support this community? Right? It's a minority. It's a community that's a minority, regardless of whether you're white, black, Asian, Mexican, whatever. If you identify as queer or is LGBTQIA+, it's a minority. And so as a Latino content creator, would you support these brands that are anti-gay when you, as a Latino, are also a minority in this country? I mean, not for long. We are going to be the majority, but we are the minority. So it just rubs me the wrong way. And I feel like sometimes people don't necessarily know those things. But I also feel like it's not my job to inform people, right? But there's companies like Chick-fil-A that we just mentioned, who's anti-gay. There are companies like Hobby Lobby. And I think in the spectrum of where my TikTok following falls, I think many of my followers are either moms, they are women, and many are people who are trying to do DIYs. And so siento que se les hace fácil ir a estos lugares como Hobby Lobby that is so anti-gay. But not only are they anti-gay, they're also anti like
everything
right? Like they're not, o sea, fíjense, ellos no ponen nada para Halloween because they're Christian. They are heavily Christian and they think that Halloween is a satanic whatever holiday. And furthermore, they do have flags that support police. Now, I don't want to generalize and say that every police officer out there is bad, pero that's all we've seen lately, right? That's all we've seen. Like the police, we saw when the Proud Boys or whatever they're called took over the
White House.
They didn't take over the
State
White
Capitol?
House. The, yeah, when they took over the Capitol, a lot of those people were police officers. That's why they weren't stopped. So why would you give your hard-earned money to places that are not progressive? Now, for example, Michael's. Again, this is not a commercial, pero Michael's, por ejemplo, one of the things that I love that they did was that they did not bunch up Dia de los Muertos and Halloween together. They literally had
their
a different
sections. Yeah.
They literally had different sections. And that, to me, as somebody who looks at these things, was a huge win. Like, that is amazing. Whoever the fuck made that decision is a person that cares, right? And understands their market to an extent. And they also have a pride section. They have a pride section and at Michael's. And so I would much rather give my money to companies like that versus companies that don't care about me and will not support me, yet I'm giving them my hard-earned cash. Because obviously they're not saying gays don't shop here. They're not saying people that love Halloween get away, right? They're not. So I want to do a video about that, and I want people to be vigilant. And I'm sure that a lot of people know that I am gay, I'm queer, on my TikTok, but just in case there are people that don't know, I want them to understand.
That don't have a gaydar?
I want them to know and understand that I am, right? So that if they have a problem with that, they can go. So I'm going to do that probably next week.
Sorry, I was having a brain fart. It's because you spoke a lot of information.
Well, see, that's what I mean.
No, but it's true. It's true.
You're like, not caring about
no,
it. I'm your brother.
Excuse me, wait.
¿Te imaginas alguien que no tiene quien?
No, I'm saying it's a lot. It is a lot to think about because it's true. And I'm guilty of, you know.
Going to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You asshole.
But again, it's not because I don't love you. It's because
you just don't give a fuck. Listen,
no, it's
not. The reality.
It is the reality. But we do need to be more conscious of these things because it is true. You don't need to have a gay sibling to support these causes or to support this community.
Or wait till you have a gay child.
Exactly, because like, no, you know, that's not cool. But yeah, you made me think about that. My brain kind of hurts. Because now I'm like,
your fucking conciencia.
Yeah, because now I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you've been giving them your money to fucking take away the liberties.
No, pero sabes
and
que?
The liberties no, pero mira. And the you know, the protection to your brother.
But honestly, that was like, I haven't gone to Chick-fil-A in a while. In a very long while, actually.
But you've known this.
But yeah,
and you made
yeah,
the decision
yeah.
to go.
Yeah.
So I'm putting you on the blast. On the blast.
I'm no, sorry, pero es que, Dewey's.
Pero es que, es, o sea, es
no,
que
es que esa es la verdad.
Esa es la verdad. Es la realidad. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's important to vote. This is why it's important that
if to use your voice, to
use
your platforms.
To use your platforms. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, to use your wallet. Because that is the best way to be able to make change is through your wallet. You know, I feel like people don't realize that. And I think one of the things that like AMLO did, right, the current president of Mexico, which was he said we're gonna tell our Mexicanos to not vote Republican, and that was such a huge missed opportunity because I feel like most Mexicanos, most Latinos in the U.S. are not Republican unless, you know, they've forgotten where they came from. I don't know. But I think that the better choice of words, because listen, AMLO has such a big following and he has a lot of influence with the Mexicanos here, because like even my dad will wake up every morning to hear his fucking mañaneras. My dad has learned so much about his own country.
Did you tell everyone what you got him?
Yeah. He's learned so much about his country and so much about the corruption and all the previous presidents y todo ese desmadre. But I feel like AMLO should have said no more purchasing
this and this
mm-hmm. because those companies give to these specific Republicans. Mm-hmm. That would have been such a more impactful boycott.
Anyway, what are you most excited about this month? Or should I say, how do you like, this is not how should I say it? June shouldn't be the only month that you feel like, oh my God, like proud, right? It should be every year all the time. But like, how do you feel?
I think for the month of June, I mean, it's great to see rainbows everywhere. I mean, we just literally drove by a street that had like 10 pride flags outside, and I got very excited to see that because I wish I would have been able to see that more as a young child, because I would have felt like there was definitely acceptance out in the world. So anybody growing up now who's 8 years old or 6 or 7 who potentially thinks they're gay or
would get excited for that.
Could mm-hmm. at least feel like, oh my God, the world is accepting of me. Mm-hmm. I think that is something that I'm most excited about, being able to see all these rainbows. going back to the whole supporting, you know, who we support and who we don't support. We heard about that scandal that happened with the LA Dodgers. They invited group of, I don't remember the name of the group, but everybody knows them.
It was Sisters.
The Sisters of No Se Que, No Se Cuando. It's a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And they had to be disinvited because people that were Republican and right-wing and conservative were offended by it. And it's like, wait, pero no te ofende cuando matan a los niños en la escuela through gun violence. Like, that doesn't fucking offend you. You just fucking te persinas and you say my prayers and that's it. How the fuck does that not offend you? How the fuck does that not offend you to the point where you're like, let's make gun control laws where we don't fucking sell guns? Like, why do you need, what do you need a fucking gun for?
Yeah.
Right? Pero eso no te molesta. Or for example, Target. Target, who got a lot of backlash because they have clothing for children that, according to right-wing Republican conservatives, have a message where they're trying to make kids gay. Wait, honestly, if I were a parent, I would much rather have my kid be gay than worry when I drop him off at school thinking there's going to be a fucking balacera and that my kid might not come back.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there are all those things, right? And so, if you're listening to this podcast and you have children, these are the kind of things that we have to start thinking about,
and
right?
And be conscious about.
Exactly. Pero a la misma vez, it's like, wey, no dejes que tu homofobia, no dejes que tu cultura, because many times our cultura teaches us to be homophobic, right? No dejes que todo eso impida que creas a una criatura, a un niño, niña, niñe, with an open mind. You know, just like my nephew. My nephew knows that I have a partner. My nephew knows that I'm gay. He understands what gay means. And sometimes he knocks at the door, goes in, and he sees that me and my partner are next to each other, laying next to each other. And he now sees us as normal, right?
Mm-hmm. Where even to the point where he has asked me, like, because I don't know if I've shared this story with you all, but I have a gay flag in my room, and we were all hanging out in my room one day, and he just curiously looked at me and said, "Hey, Thea, are you lesbian?" And I was like, "What? Why? Why do you ask me?" And my other sibling was kind of taken back because, en primera, creo yo que debería él enseñarle cómo hacer una pregunta así, ¿no? Porque it could be offensive to people.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't offensive to me because I understand that he's curious. He's obviously, he sees Luis and Fernando, and that's something that's normal. Yeah. And it's also something that he's still going to be curious about. Right. So I said, no, but why do you say that? And he said, it's because you have that gay flag. And that is, well, another thing that should be spoken about is that kids don't need to be wearing, like, you know, rainbow stuff or anything like that to represent, you know, to think that, right? And I think Richie was thinking, like, oh, because you have a gay flag, that means you're gay. No. And I said, no, I'm being supportive of your Tio Luis and Tio Fernando, and I'm not lesbian. And even if I was, it's okay, but I'm not. I'm just being supportive, right? And then he understood. But that's another thing that we, as, you know, if you have, you know, or when I have kids, is that something that I would be conscious about, because it's like, why are we gonna, like, why is that even an issue these days, you know? Why isn't it not normal in a sense? I mean, it's starting to be normal, but why is that even a question? So, yeah.
Those are the kind of things that I think that if you're listening and you're a parent, you should start talking to your children about, so that they are more open-minded and that there's less violence out in the world, right? And that there's more acceptance.
And that it's not wrong or...
Right.
Yeah.
And if you have nephews, if you have younger siblings, then talk to them about it, because, güey, o sea, no hay nada más chingón que conocer a personas que son abiertas de mente. O sea, I've met so many people while traveling. The people that I've had the most amazing time with, that I've learned so much from, are the people that are really open-minded, who are not judging you based on your culture, based on your religion, based on your sexual preference. They're just enjoying you as a person. And that is beautiful. And let me just say this, that if you are not pushing that onto your child, you are alienating them from so many experiences, because they're not going to be tolerant. They're going to be
afraid,
saying stupid shit, right? Mm-hmm. And la gente los va a apartar. So, en lugar de hacerles un bien, siento que les potencialmente les podrían hacer un mal. I know we're going to talk about more pride related things, and especially as the month progresses, and so I can't wait to continue to share more of these things and provide you with experiences and anecdotes and some facts para que por lo menos we plant that seed and you start thinking about talking about these things to your siblings, children, nephews. Pero in the meantime, here is some ASMR. Can you hear that? Se les está haciendo agua la boca. Because lo que están escuchando son las nuevas gomitas de El Salchichón Michelado, which come in sandía chili flavored.
Chili or chile nerds, which are literally the nerds, the ones that have like the little nerd thingies, gushy con chile, and they're so good.
And my personal favorite are the No Quema shirts, get it? Oh my gosh, me está haciendo agua la boca, but
these are coming soon. Mm-hmm. And they're so good. Like, not because they're our siblings, but la neta, sí están.
Güey, se nos está cerrando un ojo.
Sí están ricos.
De lo agridulce que están.
But these, if you put them in like a michelada. Oh my God, Luis.
O sea, just. O sea, no sé si se puede escuchar, pero oh, they're so good.
Oh my God, they're pretty sour, but they're pretty good.
So anyways, you have to be careful when eating these. No sean atragantados como nosotros, pero están riquísimos y they will be available, obviamente, on El Salchichón's website. Pero también, if you follow my TikTok, I'm going to have some of these available as well. Así que los pueden comprar conmigo. They will probably be available next week. Así que follow for that. And I think that's it. I think that's it for now.
I know. I'm excited. This month should be a lot of fun. And yes, we are going to continue to talk about more really great things. And one of the things that I cannot wait to share is how Luis came out to me. So stay tuned for that, because it's a very sweet, sweet story.
Well, you can find me at underscore DIGEY, DIGUEY, both on TikTok and Instagram. And Judit doesn't exist on social media.
You're so dumb. Yeah, it's okay, you guys.
A ver, say your handle.
Es que...
You don't know it. You still don't
literal.
Know
it. Es literal. JVVGUILAR. And you can find me. You can find my OnlyFans there. You can find my Venmo, too, if you want to send me some monies for that car payment. yeah, we're excited. We're excited for this month. We cannot wait. And please comment, subscribe, share. No, but honestly, do share or comment. Tell us how you love me more than Luis.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Or anything that you are, like, interested to know about us, you know? Because I feel like you all know who we are.
They know who I am.
But I'm sure you're wondering, like...
Wait, los de sandía están también... Si saben a sandía.
Yeah, those are my favorite. The sandía ones are my favorite and the nerds. But the nerds are a little sour. But yeah, ask us questions. Let us know how we're doing. Leave a comment. Ask us how we're doing. Something. Ask us something.
All right, bye.